This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, again, being part of the conversation. I got so much I want to, we could do 5 hours tonight. I don't want to do 5 hours. I'm just saying we could do 5 hours. Wouldn't be that hard. After the first break, Andrea Kay is going to join me and discuss all the, you know, she's got a new show upcoming on Blaze TV. And we'll ask her about that. But we're going to talk about some of the trending stories that are going on. We're going to talk about some of the Trumpisms again. I want to get a feel from other people because even hardcore conservatives who backed Trump, who were behind Trump, who feels like he still will do a good job. Don't get me wrong. Nobody I've spoken with who's not happy, who is unhappy with the way he's tweeting. Nobody is upset with what he's actually accomplishing. So you may not like the way he's going about it. You may, you know, we had a little more decorum back in the Reagan days. But I don't know if some of you know that we had the same amount of aggravation, nasties going on when President Reagan got out in front of the wall. Yes, the wall. The original wall. The Berlin Wall. I just like the way that sounds in my headset. They all called him a cowboy. They called it cowboy democracy or cowboy politics. But the wall came down. Right? I mean, John Kerry thought he was going to throw us into some kind of World War III. Oh, my God, this guy's an idiot. I think he was talking about himself. He's probably looking in the mirror when he was talking at the time. But think about it. All those years of detente, all those years of, you know, trying to work things out with each other, trying to talk with each other over these things. What happened? Seriously, what happened? The wall stood. The Soviets got stronger. Maybe not really stronger, but they looked stronger. And Reagan bluffed them. Some of you need to go look at your history on that. See truly what took place. I think it's hilarious. I think it's a big deal, and I think it's hilarious. So now with Trump out there, he just makes them nervous. That's really what it boils down to. He just makes them nervous. He makes them crazy. They don't know what to do with themselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, yes, I'm looking for my California story because that thing is just amazing. California is still pushing now to break away from the union, what I refer to as the union. They no longer want to be, you know, part of the United States because of El Presidente. Which is crazy. Because they're asking him for all kinds of money. Right? They're asking the president for all kinds of money. They want him to pay for all the money they've blown over the years to rebuild the highways, to rebuild the dams and everything else. And here's the funny thing about all this. Governor Moonbeam, who's in there right now, this is his second, and I don't mean the second term recently. He was governor of the state back in the 70s. He was governor of this state when he decided there would be no more money going to fixing, ready for this, infrastructure. That's right. He decided that the transportation part didn't need money to fix these roads and just craziness. Just total craziness. And then after they've passed tax after tax after tax, and I thought Massachusetts was bad. This place really takes the cake on this one. After they passed tax after tax after tax on this, now they've decided that not only do they want to tax us to fix the roads, but they're actually going to ask the federal government, or tried to ask the federal government, for another $100 billion to fix freeways and such. Now, the biggest problem with that is this is right after they told the president that they're going to become a sanctuary state. They're not going to do what the feds want them to do. They sound like a bunch of 17-year-old spoiled brats, don't they? I don't care what you want me to do. I want to borrow your car, but I'm going to drink in it anyway, even though I'm underage. I'm going to smoke dope in it anyway, even though I'm underage. I'm probably going to race it, even though I'm underage. And you want me to stay in the city? No, I'm probably going to go outside the city. I'm going to do whatever I want with your car, but you need to give me your car. That's what he's saying. So anyway, Secretary of State Alex Padilla on Tuesday cleared backers of an initiative seeking California's eventual secession from the U.S. to start collecting 585,000-plus signatures required to make it onto the 2018 ballot. Now, an earlier signature drive failed in April. Here's the thing that you don't hear about. Do you know what it takes to secede from the union, if you would? You got to have 2/3 of the state's votes. And that's not where it starts. Stops. You have to get 2/3 of the votes here in the state. 2/3, I mean, there's a whole bunch of work that goes behind this. It doesn't happen in 12 months. Now, the latest proposed initiative doesn't call for immediate secession. Instead, it forms a commission. Yeah, well, commissions, Mark. It forms a commission to do a study on this. Okay? It deletes part of the state constitution that clears California an inseparable part of the U.S. Well, you know, to get our constitution changed, the state constitution, they can't do that. They can't just legislate that away. But frankly, they've all ignored it. The Dems have had 2/3 power in the state of California. They have all ignored the California Constitution. Andrea Kay joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to love it. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body generic strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website during the breaks, not now. Head up to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You're going to find out it doesn't mean anything. These are all labels that the left put on us that mean absolutely nothing. And the thing I get the biggest kick out of, think about it, the group that hates labels, that doesn't like to be labeled, has no problem labeling other people. It's just the way they operate. I love it. Andrea Kay joins me. I think it's the first time she's been on a show with me. We're going to discuss all these wonderful upcoming things in America here with our new president, Donald Trump. Hopefully we can help him get his Trumpisms under control. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Me, Joe. What do you know good, baby?
Like, you know, God, from the basket of deplorables, right? Are you a deplorable?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a label I love, baby. I love that. And you know what? I'm from the South, and you know, we don't mind being called a few colorful names, okay? Because we don't, and because we don't mind getting down and mixing it up. You know, we don't shy away.
Yeah, I'm married to a Southern woman. You're very colorful people. I'll leave it at that.
Tammy so much when I met her. We must be. I bet we're related somehow. Six degrees of Southern women.
There you go. I don't. We're not going to go down that road though. We're going to leave that one alone. Hey, you know, I told you we're going to hit a whole bunch of issues. We're going to talk about your show in a couple of minutes. But I want to.
Okay.
You know, there's another move afoot for CalExit, and Secretary of State Alex Padilla has given the okay. He has cleared the way for these lunatics to spend this money and you know, collect the signatures in the whole nine yards. But they don't know what it takes to break away from the quote-unquote union, and I don't know what they expect to get out of all this. But here, maybe you can get behind this with me. Let's let them do this. But they have to allow us to carry the Mexican wall, make it go north along the California border. You know what I'm saying? And then that way there...
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right? So... they can have all the laws they want. They can do everything they want. I figure in about 15 years we'll be able to walk in and take over because everything will be falling apart, right? Because they won't have any growth, and we'll own California again. But this is just a waste of time, don't you think? I mean, all of this is just a distraction.
It's ridiculous. And you know, I had the organizer of CalExit on my show like 6 months ago, and the guy didn't make any sense because he's trying to yammer on about how they've got to depart from the rest of the country because they're carrying the weight tax-wise for the rest of the country. And it's like, wait a second, are you kidding me? California's receiving more Fed tax dollars than any other state. I mean, it's nonsense. It's insane. And, you know, speaking of a wall, it's the same kind of logic as these people telling us that walls don't work and sanctuary cities make us safer. I mean, it's nonsense. If we're going to build that wall you're talking about, Joe, let me out first, baby.
Yeah. You know what? So we have, and I'm sure you know these numbers, you do them on a regular basis, we make up 16% of the population of the country and 31% of the welfare dollars. I'm going, where do you guys, what kind of, this has got to be Democrat math. This has to be Democrat socialist math. It's the only thing I can figure. So it's just amazing to me. Go ahead.
Well, the Democrats are all at the Enron math. You know, it's kind of like, you know, crazy Governor Jerry Brown with his, we got to do this cap and trade, and everybody pays 63 cents a gallon more for gas to fund his high-speed rail to nowhere. You know, and the taxpayers are actually okay with that. You know, it's smoke and mirrors. So they can spend, what, how many billions of dollars on a train to go to Vegas? What?
Andrew, you're just selfish. You know, you heard the governor, right? He said, for those of us who don't want to pay more in taxes, for those of us who don't want to make California better by giving more tax money to flush, we're just a bunch of selfish people. That's all there is to it.
Well, not only that, but he said that we were all going to be infected with some kind of verdant disease or vector diseases. That's what it was. Did you hear that speech he gave a couple weeks ago?
No,
we're all going to die of vector diseases if we didn't pass the cap and trade. So you feel good when you go to pump gas, when you're paying 63 cents a gallon more, Joe, that it's going to prevent you from catching a vector disease.
Well, he's just trying to get you to buy an electric car, because if you buy an electric car, you put more money in Elon Musk's back pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're all in the green energy. That's what they want us to do. This is just amazing.
Yeah,
by the time
yeah.
we get done with this, you know, people don't know this across the country, but you know, the single-payer health care, it hasn't gone away. It came to California, and they're trying to pass it here. They're trying to find a way to sneak it through. I don't know how they're going to do it. They don't know how they're going to do it. This is why they kind of backed away from it a little bit, but I don't know. We're at a loss here. We've got over two-thirds of the legislature is run by Democrats, and those who are Republicans are really Democrats, if you really look up there. Can we get California back? Can conservatives, can Republicans take California back or have any say in this state again, do you think?
Well, not when we have mayors like we have here in San Diego that actually are on board with things like removing anything related to gender from, you know, any job on the city. And, you know, you got a Republican mayor here in San Diego who's for open borders and is actually been campaigning against a border wall. So So it's like that's who's representing the Republican Party at this point. You know, the Republicans here in California aren't any better than Susan Collins in Maine or Lindsey Graham in South Carolina or McCain himself in Arizona. You know, they care as much about conservatism here in California, the Republicans, as the ones who pretended that they wanted to repeal Obamacare in D.C.
You know, they're a bunch of weasels. I wrote a piece back in 2014 when we took back the House. Okay, so we won. Now what? And as long as we keep the same leadership, as long as we kept the same people in place, look where we're at. They're like a bunch of church people on Sunday. Very easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning. Now these guys get out there. They've got the power. They've got a guy with a pen sitting there saying, he didn't, unlike the other guy, he didn't say, I have a pen and a phone. He says, I have a pen. I'm waiting. Bring it to me. I'll sign it. And all of a sudden, they can't find a way to bring it to them. There's no guts there.
No, well, it's you picked the perfect analogy with these, you know, they're all like Jimmy Swagger Christians, right? They're saints on Sunday, and then they're sinners on Monday, hiding behind the curtains at a, you know, $50 an hour cheat sheet motel, okay? They're a bunch of Jimmy Swaggers in D.C., right? Preaching and preaching that they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, my brother. And then the time comes for them to pull the trigger, and they can't do it.
Oh, no. And they're giving you reasons why it doesn't make sense. They're just afraid. They're just a bunch of cowards. Look, I said it the other night. I said, just do a straight repeal and give them, you want to scare everybody? Give them 2 years to replace it. If those cowards can't fix it in 2 years, then the original Obamacare plan kicks right back in again. Right? That way there, it's all on them. All of it is on them.
Yeah, but Joe, haven't they had 7 years to come up with that? If they couldn't do it in 7 years, baby, how are they going to do it in two?
They're not. Listen, they lied to us for 7 years. Because if they really had it, they would have been able to pull that plan out of their back pocket and say, here you go, we're ready to go. And Andrea, I know we both believe in capitalism. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communications Network. Don't go far. Andrea Kay joins me. You're going to love the next segment. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Little Alice Cooper to wake you up. Although you shouldn't need waking up. You should be cranking right about now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, two things. One is, I've got to believe you're having a high IQ. I mean, with all the shows you could be listening to right now, you're listening to this one. So I have to just believe you have a very high IQ. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You find my new shirts. I've got three new shirts, but it's hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for what you believe in. Stand for this country. You have those lunatics out there at these events with the resist shirts on. You know, it's so grassroots that they all have black shirts, black pants, black scarves, and the hat on, and they have, you know, it says resist on it. That's how grassroots it is. So let's show them what it's like. And I'm not telling you to bring baseball bats or weapons or anything like that. Just stand. All you got to do is stand for what you believe in. And that's all it takes. We have too many people that back down, that don't go, that leave it up to the rest of us. I don't want to do all your fighting. Don't leave me here to clean up your mess. I don't like it. You need to get out there with us. You need to be fighting alongside of us. You need to be sorting. You need to be supporting people like myself and other conservative talk show hosts. Let's bring her on before I get too far into this. Andrea Kay joins me. You need to be supporting her as well and the rest of us, because we're being just pummeled by some of these media companies, some advertising companies on our revenue. Andrea, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I love that idea, hashtag stand, because it goes for so many things. Mm-hmm. I mean, today I've been having to take a stand. I've been getting beat up all day long because I dared to support President Trump in the ban on transgender in the military. But God, I'm the daughter of two Marines. I'm all about military readiness and our military doing the job they're supposed to be doing. The number one transition that we're supposed to be, that our military is supposed to be concerned with, is the transition from civilian into fighting machine, okay? Keep your little cisgender and your little other business out of it. So I'm saying hashtag stand for man, woman, and none of this 40 different categories of gender, baby. Hashtag
79.
Stand.
I don't know what paper you read. There's 79 now.
What? You know, are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious. You just make up your mind as the day goes on. But, you know, here's what I said last night. I said, look, let's look at this a little differently. You've got a very small percentage of people in the military that say that they're transgender. That's number one. Number two is, by their own admission, this is a medical issue, okay? They were born in the wrong body, so therefore there's a problem. Now, we did a story the other night. There's like 60, 70, 80 reasons why you wouldn't be accepted into the military. So now you get into the military, they say between 28 and 100, that's a heck of a spread, but between 28 and 135 soldiers would want the operation every year. I got to pay $130,000 each for that operation. Is that why you go into the military? That would be my first question. Secondly, how about we take care of our vets first? Why don't we take care of those guys that have already fought, taken a bullet, losing a lung? Why can't we take care of them first? Why can't we do the right thing first? Oh, don't get me started.
Well, yeah, it makes me crazy. I mean, there's the whole income inequality thing. And by the way, you know, how about taking care of the military families like mine and others that came out of Camp Lejeune with the water contamination thing? You lived there from, you know, the 60s through the 80s. And you got all kinds of kidney disease and all kinds of kidney cancer and all kinds of crap that came out of that. We're not taking care of those families. They need to be a priority. Take care of our veterans, active duty, retired, spouses, and dependents. Boom. Hashtag stand with your military.
Well, I thank you for jumping on board with that. Okay, so you've got a new show that's going to hit the blaze here shortly. Tell people about it.
I'm so excited because it's a TV show called West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. It's going to be on The Blaze starting August 8th. Super excited because it gives me an opportunity. First of all, it's TV, so it gives me a chance to go into another medium. Although I've been doing that for a while. I'm on One American News every Monday, Tipping Point with Liz Wheeler. I'm on Newsmax a lot. And Dr. Gina's been really kind to me and let me fill in for her as guest host on America Trends TV. So I'm not new to TV, but it's new for me to have my own show. And it's such an honor and a privilege that Tom Julian, who's launched a new network with a conservative, positive message from a variety of different standpoints, has trusted me to launch a show around me. It's West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. And it's, yes, I'm passionate about politics, Joe, but I also have a lot of other things I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about charity and philanthropy and giving back because I think that that's something that Americans have a heart for that should be voluntary. And there's a lot of great organizations out there that are doing far better work in government programs. We need to support them. And we're here on the West Coast. So it's all about everything from lifestyle on the West Coast, from the entertainment industry to everything fun we have to do here. It's going to spotlight cool people like actors like Nick Searcy, who's a conservative. You know, everything that's fun and happening and hip in the West Coast. And so we got to have you come in sometime, too.
Well, no, you want hip. I am not hip. Let me tell you what. Listen, I fought the whole camera thing because... Because look at me, I have a face for radio, and I always said I just want to do radio. But then people started screaming, they want the camera. I go, why do you want camera? It's a radio. That's why they distinguish between the two. But now everything, you know, is digital media. It's online. It's you know, on TV or what have you. So, and you doing the West Coast Weekly. I think that's great too because it's going to let people see. Really, you know, we're not just a bunch of loons out here. There are some of us that are well grounded, and you know, want to do good things, want to do the right thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to talk about things that beyond politics, too, because, you know, these are really divisive times. And, yeah, we want to stay focused on it. We want to hold our elected officials accountable. We want to help move policy. But we also, you know, want to, you know, take a little break from that, have a little fun, talk about some other things that are fun and interesting, everything from travel to fashion. And, you know, we're just going to have, we've got a stand-up comedian named Michelle Mahone, who's absolutely hilarious, who's going to be contributing to the show. And so it's just going to be a lot of fun. And so I would ask everybody to go and like our fan page. And if you click like and share our fan page, West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay, you enter in to be our Facebook friend of the week. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. And we're also open to topic ideas and suggestions, guest ideas. And, you know, I'm just grateful to have an opportunity to go and have some fun and meet some really cool, you know, amazing people like Bob Walters, who could be retired right now from his successful career, but he's written a book to try to help turn around our education system. So we want to get the message out because, I mean, people are coming out with like $300,000 in student loan debt, Joe, with degrees they can't use. I mean, we got a problem here with our education system. So we want to tackle everything.
So underwater basket weaving doesn't work. It's just amazing. You know, the stories that we do show. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, I graduated from LSU. I mean, you know, there's a time and place to get a degree in how to harvest crawfish out the bayou, okay? But that ain't necessarily going to propel you, you know, into a successful career.
No, these people, you know, they're going to these colleges and they're studying, you know, white privilege, right? And how we have to combat white privilege and how true equality, but... They talk about equality, but what are these colleges doing now? Now they have segregated orientation. They have segregated graduations, segregated dormitories. Martin Luther King is pounding on the throne of God saying, send me back. Something went wrong. You got to send me back, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Poor Martin Luther King. He's probably going, you know what, I'm sorry I ever had anything to do with these people. You know, bring me back or put me someplace else, because these people that I fought for didn't pay attention to anything, you know, that I had to say here. So it's really crazy. There was some dopey local college here in San Diego that's got a whole woman study thing. She's got they can't remember how they did it, but somehow she set up the class to attract men, but then the topic of the class is to tell them all about their male privilege and how they're being cruel to women. And it's like, what? That's not what these guys even thought they were signing up for. I kind of had a little chuckle over that one.
A hypermasculinity. I thought that was hilarious, right? I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's bad. But you know what? Look at what's happened, Andrea. You look at sitcoms. We've let this happen. Conservative parents, conservative people have let this happen over the last 20, 25 years. You watch TV, you watch these sitcoms. Dad is a buffoon. Dad can't find the milk in the refrigerator without mom's help. And if mom's not around, the kids are the only ones that can take care of him or fool him into doing something. Dad has been portrayed for 20, 25 years now as just a flaming idiot. And I think we've allowed that to happen. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and then you've also got to add in the mean, nasty, frigid wife, and especially if she's religious. Then you got to add in the smart mouth kids that are never disciplined and never told no, and they get a gold medal for everything that they do. But I really have really disliked, that's one of the reasons why Home Improvement, I think it was, I couldn't stand that show because of the way they portrayed the entire family, especially the mean, nasty kids. You know, the entertainment industry has done everything they could to destroy the family, and conservatives have been watching, paying attention. They shouldn't have.
We can't. My attitude is this. You know, I'm an elected school board member. I'm on a fairly large high school district here in Southern California, and we have advocated our rights. I mean, we don't get into the school systems because we don't believe in them. Well, if you don't believe in them, they're going to somehow affect you. You need to run for these offices.
Yeah.
You need to help make sure that our kids get a decent education. Hey, we're up against it. Quick, Andrea, tell them where to find you.
Go to AndreaKShow.com. Everything you need to know will be is right there. And go to West Coast Weekly fan page on Facebook and like and share.
Oh, great. Thanks, Andrea, for being with me. Hey, when you come back, Chelsea gets crushed. That's right. Chelsea's making fun of Trump about what he's doing. Doesn't really give some thought to what her mother did, how much money her mother took when it came to people who hated transgenders. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Please answer the question.
I feel like you should be coming into a smoke-filled room with beads in the doorway. No? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Welcome back. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to hear more from Andrea Kay, it's really, you know, nowadays, they got that Google thing, you know? So head over to Google, just Google her name, and I'm sure you'll find, information on her new show. You're going to find information on her current show. She does a radio show every week, and I'm sorry. I don't know day or time, but I know it's on every week on The Answer out of San Diego. Head over there and take a look. And we need a lot more. We need a lot more conservative commentators that you're supporting. Man, don't let them flounder. Don't let us flounder, if you would. You need to help us fight back. We're willing to take on the fight. We just need help. Anyway, Chelsea Clinton stuck her foot in it, so to speak. You know, I love when these... I don't know if it's a sickness, a psychosis, or what it is. But I love these people who want to jump all over what Trump does, what... like Trump saying that he wanted to grab a woman's parts. And they had absolutely no problem with the fact that Bill Clinton did grab women's parts against you know, their will. So that seemed to be acceptable. And then when they spoke too loud, Mrs. Clinton decided to call them, you know, sluts and whores and all that other fun stuff. That was nice of her, too. This is how much they love women. This is how much they care about women. So, oh, and I talked to you guys about this the other day, which I thought was great. I love shutting them down this way. So somebody made a comment about Ivanka Trump being as fake as the rest of the family because she's had so much plastic surgery done. Now, the person has no proof. All they did was put up two pictures of her as a child with the brown hair, I guess, she had, or dirty blonde hair. And now she's, you know, blonde and looks a little different and what have you. But she's grown into it or what have you. And I said, really? So Chelsea hasn't had any plastic surgery done, right? It's okay to go after the kids, but you never go after Chelsea because, you know, she's such an angel. And Chelsea doesn't look anything like she did as a child. So maybe she's had some plastic surgery done because she looks a lot different. And when a woman got on my case, do you have proof? I said, well, do we need proof for Michael Jackson? He had a little work done, don't you think? Or do you think his nose thinned out, his skin got lighter colored, his cheeks got sunken in? I don't know. And I'm not making fun of him. There's a reality there. Anyway, James Woods just beat the crud out of Chelsea because she was criticizing Trump for the transgender ban. And Chelsea says that President Trump has consistently failed to support LGBTQ equal rights. He doesn't keep them safe. He doesn't dignify them. Nobody in and around the world has been worse than him. She just forgot something. Her mom. And that wonderful organization that Chelsea worked for. I don't even know if she still works for it. I don't know if it's still around. I'm not so sure it is. Nor do I care. I want them to go down. I want them to go away. I want them to be investigated. That Clinton Foundation should be investigated. So, let me see. If you're supporting, see now, if you're a Republican and you're supporting any organization or you give money from an organization or you take an endorsement from an organization that they see as a hate organization, any conservative family organization that only believes in marriage between a man and a woman to the left is a hate organization. Any organization that pushes back against abortion that believes in life is a hate organization. Just ask them, they'll tell you. So supporting these organizations, being part of, being supported by, apparently puts you in the same class as they are. So the Saudis gave the Clinton Foundation $25 million. Okay? Their LGBTQ laws, our homosexual acts are punishable by death, torture, and or even chemical castration. That sounds nice. The state of Kuwait gave her $10 million. Now, you could be prosecuted as a homosexual, and you can get jail time up to 6 years. In the state of Qatar, you know, one of our wonderful friends, they gave her $5 million. Homosexual acts are punishable by death or imprisonment. And aren't these wonderful organizations to be associated with? Aren't these countries that a president or someone who wants to be president of the U.S., should they be supporting these countries? Should they be supporting the regimes? Isn't that hypocritical? Now, I guarantee you there's a bunch of Democrats right now listening to that line and saying, no, it's not hypocritical. Well, they're taking money from the organization or from the state, for the country, because they know that Clinton will do great things for them later. Doesn't matter what they're doing to gays, lesbians, and transgenders now. I'm sure Hillary will fix that later on. Yes, okay. The Sultanate of Omar. They gave her $5 million. Homosexuals face up to 3 years of imprisonment. United Arab Emirates also gave her $5 million. This is no weasel. Homosexuality, punishable by death. Period. End of discussion. The Embassy of Algeria gave her $500,000. Homosexuals face imprisonment. And the government of Brunei gave her $5 million. And there's another cut and dry one. Gays are put to death. That's it. So how does one justify that? I would love somebody to lefty to write me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me know how you justify that. How can you say that it's okay for her to take that kind of money? This isn't chump change. This isn't McDonald's money. The countries are very religious and religiously open about what it does to homosexuality or homosexuals. But that's okay. Somehow, that flies under the radar. It's okay. Not the same. I don't get them. Just don't get them. Let's see. What other ones that should make you cringe? Speaking of campus reform, we spoke to her earlier. I told you we're going to start a weekly segment with them. And basically what it's going to be is we're going to have somebody on from campus reform every week. And we're going to talk about some of the craziest stories of the week that they have. Because they are now posting more and more stories every day. It's just amazing. So, a Marxist student group at Swarthmore College disbanded itself earlier this year after realizing that its members were too rich and too white to be real communists. What if you'd be poor and brown? I don't get it. I didn't know that the brown people or black people or whatever are big in the Communist Party. I wasn't aware of that. So a Marxist student group at Swarthmore College disbanded itself earlier this year. Now, according to the screenshots confidentially provided to a campus reform by an individual with access to the group's private Facebook page, the demise of Swarthmore, an anti-capitalist collective, came in the wake of a farewell letter from a member who had decided the group could never be an effective proponent for unproblematized. Where did they come up with this word? They make them up as they go, right? Because I'm like 57. I've never heard that before. Unproblematized anti-capitalist politics. Wow. Whole new phrase. Not just a word. Got to give them credit. Due to its history of abuse, racism, and even now, classism. From my understanding, SACC disbanded because they realized the makeup and tactics of the group was at odds with their espoused principles. Swarthmore Conservative Society President Gilbert Guerra told Campus Reform that their main support base was middle upper class white kids who enjoy jogging and walks on the beach. I made that last part up. They just make them sound so white, I want to be part of it. I mean, think about this. They're too white. So communists can't be too white, I guess. They argue that low-income people of color should never be an afterthought to groups whose politics supposedly focus on their liberation. Communism liberates poor people of color? Wow. That's a new one. The author then went on to accuse SAC of having a history of abuse, racism, and even classism that was never adequately addressed or recognized, despite constantly being brought up as an issue. What about these white kids? Why do they do this to themselves? Why do they join these groups, you think? You think they're going to make things better? They're going to make it better in their psyche? I mean, being white and rich, I mean, you can't do much about being white unless you want to lay in a tanning booth every day. This is what we're doing to these kids. We're making them crazy. They don't understand it. They're being told by their professors and others that being white or having some money is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. And you can make it a good thing. Give to groups. Help out groups. Give your time to groups that need your help, that could use your help, that you have a heart for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Get the coffee. Grab a snack. Come on back to the room. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.